This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
So, in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we covered the Trump travel ban, number 3, overturned again.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, that led to a conversation about immigration. And we haven't gotten to, from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, their strong case for open borders, where they go through 10 solid points. We'll get to that if we get the chance. Of course, your calls are where we're going to go first. Ryan is still on the line with us in Bowling Green, Kentucky. You were trying to get some points out about immigration, but we're up against the clock there at the end of the last hour. So please go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just talking about, you know, what a police state is when you can't do anything without asking Big Brother, then you've got a police state. We've got, let's just be honest.
Yeah, and we've had that for a long time. Question.
Checkpoints and all that, papers, may I see your papers, please? That goes back to Germany, for crying out loud. No, I don't want that, and I don't want a wall. This ain't age Germany. Jesse Ventura is right. What do you do one day when America's police state gets so bad that you need to get out and you got a wall to get through to get out?
Wah, wah, wah.
You
know?
Right.
Surprise.
It can happen.
The wall works
guys.
Both ways.
It well, sure
and,
does. It,
and so do,
but, you know.
I was going to say, so do our our passport system and things like that. I mean, right now the IRS has said, you know, we're going to look at all passport applications, and if you have back taxes owed, you know, we may deny your ability to get a passport.
Amazingly, they didn't deny me.
Well, there you go.
Well, what I was going to say is that as a libertarian, just to be fair, on the other side of the no equation. I'm not interested in giving people free money to come over here either.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like you said,
no doubt.
They got a $100 bill and want to come over here, or $300 or whatever they got, and they got the right spirit. Hey, all about it. If you come over here, you can sing too. It's not a guarantee that because you come to America, you're going to automatically, you know, be in the land of milk and honey. Nobody is, you know, suggesting that. And if they need help when they get over here, there's certainly a lot of help in the faith-based communities, and I support them.
Absolutely. Voluntary help.
Goes.
You know, voluntary charitable help for people is the way to go, not welfare. Welfare, as we know, gets people hooked on the welfare payments and work in the system and all that. And so I totally agree with you. What's unfortunate, though, is when people who call themselves libertarians are out there claiming, oh, yeah, I understand that, you know, we should have immigration, but we can't have it yet until we roll back the government in these other areas. So maybe someday, but until then, we're just going to need a police state.
Yeah. Well, the idea that you can, basically, it's libertarians saying they can centrally plan how to roll back the state,
right.
Which
it's
makes
crazy.
No sense at all. I was also going to say, I've met a lot of illegal immigrants. I grew up in Eastern Oregon, and it was very agricultural, and, you know, that was more than half of our population.
Sure.
Not one of them I've ever met came here for the benefits. They came here to get a job. Yeah.
To get out of where they came from.
Yeah. I mean, that was what it was about. It wasn't so they could come here and sign up on welfare. And I know that there are probably some that do, but I've never met one.
Ryan, great call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Here's a story from FEE. So let's get into some of these points they make. It's Brian Kaplan over there making what he calls a strong case for open borders. He says further, there is no principled pro-liberty case for immigration restrictions. And this has been kind of a big issue in the libertarian movement over the last few years, has been this group of so-called libertarians who's come out and advocated for immigration restrictions. And I'm sorry, if you believe in the non-aggression principle, which is to say that you don't think that aggressive force should be used against peaceful people, you know, at all, then you can't possibly support immigration restrictions because it always involves using aggressive force against peaceful people to try to, you know, close the borders or evict people from the United States and so on. So this again, Brian Kaplan, he says, Saturday I once again debated, and this was published this month, at the Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian on open borders, this time for the Students for Liberty Regional Conference at the University of Maryland. Here is my opening statement. Number one, this is under resolved. The United States should pursue a policy of open borders. Number one, under open borders, all human beings, regardless of citizenship, are free to work for willing employers, rent from willing landlords, and buy from willing vendors. It's a simple deduction from the basic libertarian principle that government should not interfere with capitalist acts between consenting adults. Further, I would say the government shouldn't interfere with communist acts between consenting adults or any other kinds of acts between consenting adults, because as long as you have consent, then you should not have a crime. And so if I want to rent to somebody who is coming from another country, another plot of land on Earth, then I should be able to rent to that person, as long as the people that are in between me and that, you know, that person that and that property are also willing to allow that person to cross through their land. I mean, all of these things can be solved in the marketplace for people that want to have their, you know, piece of property that is completely walled off and protected. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead and build it. There's nothing stopping you. Go ahead, put yourself a town together, put a big old wall around it, put guards up on the, I mean, we have gated neighborhoods, right?
Well, so call it a castle.
Whatever. Number two, the only principal libertarian objection to this is that the citizens of each country are its rightful owners, so they're entitled to regulate migration as they see fit. But if you believe this, number three, he says, there is no principal libertarian objection to any act of government. You can't move into my house without my consent, but you also can't open a store in my house without my consent, practice your religion in my house without my consent, preach libertarianism in my house without my consent, or live in my house without paying me all the rent that I demand. If citizens are the rightful owners of the country, then they have every right to regulate and tax any aspect of life that they like. That's an interesting argument. And I've never heard that one made as a rebuttal
right
to the claim that, well, this country's our house. Wasn't Heather saying something about that on Thursday? I thought Daryl told me something.
I don't know.
Were you guys talking about
one.
Immigration this week? Well, anyway, one of our co-hosts on Thursday nights, which is normally the night that you're on, Chris, is definitely not a principled libertarian. It's led to some very interesting conversations between the hosts of the show.
It certainly has. And callers.
And I hope that, you know, all those positions can be enlightening to folks who are listening. Number four, fortunately, the belief that citizens are country's rightful owners is crazy. The social contract is an utter myth. Contracts require unanimous consent, and no country has ever had unanimous consent. And this is something we've talked about a lot on Free Talk Live over the years. This social contract is just a fantasy. It's just an excuse, a cover story, to paint a picture for people of something that sounds grand, right? Like, ooh, the government isn't just a gang of strangers ruling over you by threat of force and actual force. No, no. This is all part of a social contract that you agreed to the moment you were pushed from your mother's womb. I mean, it's a crazy belief system.
It's a very simple way to give legitimacy to an illegitimate argument. And this is one that will be used by the left and the right, you know. The social contract. And sometimes it will be couched in, you know, if we didn't have these things, you know, as part of being a citizen, they may not say social contract, but that's the implication. And it's just silly.
Well, without the social contract, it would be chaos.
It would be. It would be complete anarchy. There'd be dogs and cats living together and everything else.
He's got more points. We'll continue them in a moment, but we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. Herschel is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Herschel.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I recently found out about the Bitcoin thing, kind of late comer to it, and was kind of doing a little research and considering building a couple of small rigs, mm-hmm. and doing some mining and hashing, but the further I dug, the more it seemed like it I kind of missed the wave on that. But then you guys were talking about other cryptocurrencies.
Right.
Is
sure.
there any viability in doing any mining anymore yes. or not?
Yes. You can't yes. really. I don't think right now. Bitcoin's certainly not. It's not. With the amount of money that you're going
to
spend on equipment
it's
and electricity, it's going to be too expensive. Ethereum the same way, I think. But some of these smaller cryptocurrencies, absolutely.
If you go to, I think the site is whattomine.com. They're not a sponsor or anything like that.
Right.
But that one will actually show you a list of, based on the kind of hardware you're going to use, mm-hmm. what's the most profitable coin to mine. I believe Monero is one of the ones that is toward the top of the list at the moment. But if you want, stand by, Herschel. Bitcoin mining, is it worth it? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Radio. Here our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Coming up in January of 2018, Miami is set to host the longest-running and most successful cryptocurrency conference in history. It's in its sixth year now, and you can go to btcmiami.com. It's going to be happening the weekend of January 17th and 18th, so less than a month from now. More than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will be converging for this monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. Of course, they're going to be loaded up with great cryptocurrency-related speakers. Go to btcmiami.com to get details, and you can get tickets with the code for $50 off. The code you need is FTLIVEXX. So FTL Live, if you will, or FT Live XX. FT Live XX to get $50 off. BTCMiami.com. Again, it's happening in Miami, January 17th and 18th, as we go back to Herschel in Indianapolis. You'd asked about cryptocurrency mining. Bitcoin, as we pointed out, is, and as you researched, very difficult to get into these days because of the high equipment costs up front, whereas some of these other cryptocurrencies, you could mine with a computer that has a graphics card in it. Now, the bigger, the beefier the graphics card, the more...
And the more graphics cards you hook up to your computer.
That's true as well. And there's also custom mining hardware that you know, that you can buy that is more dedicated to just mining rather than, like, if your computer's running, it's running Windows or Linux or whatever, and so there's other processes that are going on. So there are kind of different ways to get into it. Of course, you can also buy mining pool operation at certain mining pools like pool.bitcoin.com. Then you don't have to do any of the hardware stuff yourself, but also you got to pay fees in order to get into somebody else's mining pool like that. But Herschel, the altcoins are definitely the way to go as far as the, you know, dollar per whatever kilowatt hours that you might get. Because basically in most of these things, you're converting electricity into cryptocurrency. And in some places, that can be a challenge. But if for some reason you're not paying for the electricity, then that might make it a little bit more worthwhile. You know, if you've got a lot of solar power or hydroelectric or something like that. I don't know how profitable mining is even with the altcoins if you're not getting free power in the United States, depending on where you live. So there's a lot of calculations that can be done on this kind of thing to see if it's worth it.
It really is. It's strictly a math problem. That's what it is. Right. And you can go to, and we found the site whattomine.com. And if the top three right now are all coins that a lot of people probably have never heard of, Z Classic, Ubique, and Vivo. Those are the three most profitable to mine right now. And you can plug in what you pay for electricity. You can plug in the hash rate. That's sort of the computing power talk for mining. Plug all that in, and it'll tell you how long it'll take you to break even and how long till you make a profit and how much that profit will be.
It's interesting. Herschel, any comments you want to share or questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's great information. I'm a hobbyist. You know, I do electronics, electrical, and electrician by trade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking to get into it, obviously, to make money. But I'm, again, you know, looking at it kind of like a hobby. I thought I'd build. I kind of looked into the building of the mining machines and, with video cards and, you know. But then the more I looked, I seen it was like 195 years to mine one Bitcoin.
So, yeah, that's kind of scary.
You know, and so, you know, that doesn't make it really feasible. And then I started hearing about other cryptocurrency. I kind of dropped the idea. So then tonight I listened, you know, to you guys' show a lot. I hear you talking about the Bitcoin again, and thought it was a good time to call in and talk to somebody who knew a little more about it than me.
Well, we're glad we could help, and Herschel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I was just at a cryptocurrency meetup today here in New Hampshire, and one of the guys that came out, it was treacherous conditions on the road, so it was a
nasty day.
Fairly small attendance, but there were a couple folks who came out, and one of them is a big miner kind of guy. Like, he, I don't know, big. He's not a physically big guy, but he's into mining.
Right.
And he is mining Monero. which he says is not the most profitable, but, you know, it's easy to get in and out of because
right.
a lot of exchanges and sites like Shapeshift that allow you to change from one currency to another, they all accept Monero, whereas some of those other ones, I don't know where you go to... You know, where you go to trade those things.
Yeah.
But Monero's a big one. It's one of the, like, top 10 currencies, and it's fairly profitable to mine. And he said something, God, I wish I could remember, but he said he was pulling in, like, several hundred dollars a month over the cost of his electricity.
Yeah.
So he was paying for his electricity and doing very well, because most of the people I've heard of that have tried mining,
right.
they kind of buy some hardware, get in, and it doesn't really work out for them. Like
right.
it's just too hard or hard to recoup the costs or takes too long or whatever. But for him, you know, and it's the middle of winter in New Hampshire, so you can actually kind of, the miner can double as an electric heater.
And we've talked to people that are like, yep, I'm heating my garage with mining equipment. And it's really kind of a fascinating thing. There's some great software out there. One of them is based on BFG Miner, which has been sort of a standard in Bitcoin mining for years, but it's called Multiminer. I've looked into that one a little bit, and it allows you to really not only switch between mining different cryptocurrencies, but set up rules so that as the difficulty on one drops,
it'll change.
It'll automatically switch over,
wow.
so you could be mining all kinds of different.
So you don't have to pay attention, even.
Yeah, yeah, it's really automated.
Let's go to David in Salina, Kansas, or is it Salina? I'm sorry, David. It's Salina, isn't it? It's Salina, right?
That's okay. Yeah, it's Salina. Everyone that lives in Salina corrects you, but we don't get upset about it, so it's not a big deal.
I swear to God it was Salina.
At least
my
I corrected
apologies.
Myself on this one. David, welcome. You're listening to KINA. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. You know, I struggle with the immigration discussion, you know, as a libertarian, because I do believe that people should have the right to travel, and to move to make themselves a better life. You know, but of course living out here, then you know, I've got ultra conservative friends who, you know, who argue against me, and, you know, and they're like, well, Kate Steinle would still be alive today. You know, I'm just like, yeah, but
right.
you
don't know. You don't know that. I mean, she could have tripped over her own feet and smacked her head on a rock and died.
Is this somebody who was a victim of a
girl
immigrant
in San Francisco?
Yes. Yeah. This was the girl that was the victim out on the pier, you know, and you know, but then I'm just like, but what if it was someone who was, you know, quote unquote legal, you know, or U.S. citizen? You know, the travesty in the whole thing is not the fact that she was shot and killed by someone who was supposedly illegal, but the fact that she was just shot and killed.
Absolutely.
And then the travesty of justice where, you know, there wasn't justice actually served.
And the idea is that you're going to solve this problem of, you know, these individual examples of, in no doubt, tragic circumstances, that you're going to make all this crime go away by creating a police state, because that's the only thing you can do to keep people out is to create a place that is so economically poor and so, you know, such a place you don't want to spend time, that it would be actually worse to come to the United States than leave Guatemala or Nicaragua or whatever.
Problem solved then, right?
Yeah. So hang on, David. Yeah. We'll bring it back here if you get more comments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You've got a total police state, but at least that one person wouldn't have gotten murdered.
Well, there you go.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us on the radio if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about immigration or the police state. Although I do, I did mean to ask a question previously when we had one of the immigration police state supporters on the line who denied being a police state supporter and then went on to say she supported checkpoints. I always like to ask this question. And you don't have to call to answer. You just kind of have to think about it on your own. If you want to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. But if you're somebody who supports an immigration crackdown or some sort of immigration control and restrictions, as many Americans support, then maybe you should ask yourself, and you don't believe it is a police state currently, you should ask yourself, what are the criteria that would convince you that if you saw these things happening in your town or, you know, nearby or wherever, if you saw certain things happening that you would say, well, I'll be. We sure are in a police state. What are the criteria that would make you think that? Because if it's not checkpoints and armed police everywhere,
right,
I don't know what it is.
Is it people going door to door and arresting people in the middle of the night? What is it that hits you?
All right, so if you want to answer that question, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Meanwhile, we go to your calls and thoughts. about what you want. Alex is in Georgia listening online. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Ian Bernard, I heard that you were kind of sad and feeling down or whatever listening to the show. I could kind of get that general sense. So I really wanted to call in and wish you a Merry Christmas, and I encouraged some other people to do so. So hopefully.
Well, that's awfully nice, but I'm definitely not feeling down. I mean, everything's great here in New Hampshire, where we've got a fantastic migration of libertarian and liberty-oriented people who are coming here, and we got cryptocurrency activism that is unprecedented, constantly bringing on new businesses accepting cryptocurrency here in across New Hampshire. Just brought a new business on today. There's a lot to be thankful for and grateful for, and I can't imagine why anybody would think I would be sad or down about any of those things.
Well, that's what I was told. Now, as
thanks
far
for
as
the kind words.
Police, as far as the police state thing, I've certainly felt like I was in a police state before when I traveled to Europe, the Netherlands.
Why?
And well, see, it was they were having the gay pride parade or whatever, and of course, because of the influx of like radical Islamists, they had, you know, literal soldiers with machine guns walking around everywhere to make sure that, like, if there was an attack. So you just get this sense of just like armed patrols and like EU and gay pride flags everywhere. It reminded me in my head of like the Nazi occupation with all like the Nazi flags everywhere. That's what it felt like, with like the EU flags everywhere and like machine guns.
Yeah, it sounds creepy. And it sounds like something that you can see here in some parts of the United States as well. I mean, you've seen we've seen examples of men with machine guns in like subway systems in New York City. I've seen them in real life. I've seen them on Wall Street.
I was going to say, it sounds like the last inauguration I attended.
There you go, Alex. Thanks
well,
for the call. Go ahead.
I was going to say we've sort of imported the war. Certainly, Europe has, us to a much less extent, and. It's a really sad thing, I think, to see people walking around, blow themselves up in train stations, and then armed soldiers have to be everywhere in case they do. I mean, that is a war zone. Like, most of Europe now is a war zone, and America on its border is resembling a war zone because of the drug cartel and the backlash against that.
Yeah. That's why prohibition is always a bad idea, and the same thing happened with alcohol. It basically created organized crime, and we expect a different result. There's an interesting statistic that Cato Institute throws out, and I want to fact check it. I want to see what their rationale is, but the statement is this: you're 250 times more likely to be killed by a fellow American than to be killed by a terrorist.
I believe it.
So. I kind of get
that. You're also more likely to be killed by a cop.
And if it's not a police officer, it's likely someone in your own family.
Yep.
I mean, these are just statistics that get tossed about, but I always find that one really interesting in that, you know, we are led to believe that the terrorists are behind every door and they're on the verge of every border, and if they were, it seems like a lot more people would be getting killed. I don't want that, of course.
Right.
But it just seems like more would be getting through and more would be happening. And
people are surprisingly unradicalized considering how much violence the U.S. federal government has perpetrated on innocent people across the globe. I mean, you'd think there'd be a lot more blowback than there is.
There has been.
Thanks, Alex, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. As we continue, your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go to, I believe we've got Ricky from the Commonwealth on the line here, although actually the Skype is not working the way it's normally supposed to. So we're going to try to bring Ricky from the Commonwealth on here. I think we've got him now. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, brother Ian.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Rick. All right. Well, I'm going to make a quick observation if I may.
It's never quick with you, Ricky, but you're welcome to give it a try.
Make your observation.
Thank you there, brother Christopher. And then I just got a quick little announcement for you then, all right? Now, here's the thing. I was sitting here thinking as I was smoking my Virginia blend.
And, you know, I'm sorry, Ricky. It's this new accent. You say...
Is it new?
It's... I remember talking to Ricky a year ago, and he sounded like people that I knew from, like, Wilkes-Barre and Scranton.
That's right. You moved up here from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I did. And now you sound like a southern gentleman. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying Your entire tone and demeanor has changed. Go ahead.
I think it's a good thing, Brother Chris. Now, I did this right on topic tonight because, see, I love this show, and I love you, and I love Brother Ian. And Brother Ian, you have, and you do have a pure heart. And I'll tell you something, first off, I never blame the person that was ever taken advantage of. I blame the person that's taken advantage of that person in life. Now, there's been, you know,
you don't want to blame the victim, okay?
Yep. We're with you so far.
Well, I look at Free Talk Live, and there's a reason why I originally came. It took me a while to get my mojo working. I didn't come by accident, and I look at the hell that this show has gone through over the years, ever since I've been on, in fact.
Which hell is that exactly?
Are you saying you're bringing hell to the show?
No, well, sometimes it has been. I will say, Brother Ian, as you well know. But no, I'm until like last year. I mean, I'm talking through 2016 when, you know, when you basically the show, there was a heavy, heavy, there's a whole Reddit. The documents, the statism that was really infiltrating the show from the callers.
What are you talking about?
From
what
the callers?
What is this Reddit?
Well, I'll send it to you at some point.
I would love to see a Reddit of people documenting statism on Free Talk Live. Cause, I guess there's a fairly long list from Thursday night.
Yeah, I was going to say Thursday. That's okay.
What's going on here?
All right, go ahead.
Well, here's my answer. Now, Ricky from the Commonwealth, one of the things about him is he will stand up against tyranny. Now, I will say one of the things that changed with me is I swore on my honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, wherever I may go, so help me God. That changed Ricky from the Commonwealth. Turned a good man to a great
one. Did Ricky from the Commonwealth always talk in the third person about himself?
I was just going to ask that.
Actually, Ricky from the Commonwealth did.
Okay.
I need your love to keep me warm.
But see, here's my point I'm making here. I look at Free Talk Live as a reflection of a country, because now here we are in 2017, and it is a reflection. But see here, yeah, the callers, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of disarray, really. And look what happened, Brother Chris, on Thursday with Lumpy, and that's where my announcement come in for Thursday. Make note.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I stand up against tyranny, including those that are co-hosts on this show. Not at all beyond factual inaccuracy.
But yet you supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Oh, so confusing. Ricky, thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker!
You can bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
So sorry about that. That's what happens when you don't hit the mute button on Skype. Somebody coughs right in their microphone.
Perfect timing.
As soon as we open the show. Yep, that's right. That's why we get paid the big bucks here at Free Talk Live, because we're radio professionals. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Ian and Chris in the studio, the live Saturday edition, as always, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest on Bitcoin? They got a great news site over at news.bitcoin.com. That covers various different aspects of the cryptocurrencies known as Bitcoin. There's more than one of them these days. You can go to Bitcoin.com to get the basics and get started. Get your first Bitcoin wallet set up and get into the world of cryptocurrency. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And then we're going to continue with the list of reasons why there's a strong libertarian case for open borders. In fact, Brian Kaplan over at the Foundation for Economic Education will go so far as to say that there is no principled pro-liberty case for immigration restrictions, and he has begun the process of absolutely demolishing any kind of arguments that a so-called libertarian would make against immigration freedom. We've got more of that on the way here, but let's go first to David. He is in he's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, I went to Albuquerque and went to Walmart, touched some grocery carts, and got myself sick and can't get rid of it. Sorry about that.
Oh, man. Don't you use the wipes when you go to the grocery store?
You let me tell you about it. When I pull those wipes out of there, I pull like 20 of them out, and I wipe down the whole. Yeah.
Me too. I do the same thing, but it works. I haven't been really sick in years. It's the one thing I changed was wiping down.
You turned into a germaphobe.
No, I'm not. I'm not anywhere else except for when I go to stores and I use a shopping cart. Okay. And I wipe them down, and I've gone years without even getting a cold. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, well, I've managed to go years without getting a cold too, but for some reason and it definitely came from Albuquerque because I've been home for a long time. I went there, did all my shopping and got myself sick. So
right, yeah, you've told us before that you live kind of out in the middle of nowhere and you don't go into town very often, so that must be what it was. I know I've certainly gotten sick after going to a convention. You know, you're shaking people's hands,
oh, yeah,
or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What were you calling about though?
Continuation, adding on to last night about ownership of people. We were talking about children last night, and I guess
the question last night was about these so-called libertarians who believe they actually own their own children, and you know, the idea of, well, you know, if you own something, can you give it away? And
right.
Daryl's question was, well, what's the difference between giving away an unborn child, meaning that, you know, you've agreed to have a baby for someone as a surrogate, for instance,
right,
versus giving it away after it's born versus giving it away at age 5 or something like that?
Yeah, 15 is when I really started debating it.
But go ahead, David, with your comments.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, this is too large of a conversation to digest the whole thing in one phone call, but let's discuss a small part of it. So, you know, child is born, and obviously they have parents. They're born because they're born to parents. So what is the relationship? You know, I'm going to say it's not ownership. A parent doesn't own their child, but a child doesn't care for itself, so it needs somebody.
I liked Daryl's word last night. He used the word caretaker.
Yeah, I consider it a moral obligation. You know, there's no law.
Right, but you created this thing. So.
Right, I have an obligation to defend it until it can defend itself.
And I think that even without a law, most people would enforce that societal norm
in their
daily goings on.
And, right, was successfully somehow before we had laws and peoples, somehow a human race sprung out of all this mess. So obviously they were doing it before then, otherwise we wouldn't be here talking.
Right.
Right. Okay. And the next step, let me take this. Since we have, if you have a parent and you have a child, the state generates, in this country anyway, a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly does the birth certificate denote?
Well, generally it's got the mother and the father on there, the hospital of birth, the location, and then maybe some numbers and probably some other data that I'm not remembering offhand.
Yeah, and the names of the parties, the children and the parents and
yep,
such.
Right.
But what does the birth certificate do? And so it lists those things, and what does the birth certificate do? That's what it lists. What does it do?
Conspiracy theory about the birth certificate that says that it's some sort of collateral against future, you know, earnings
debt.
or that they put some kind of money into a secret account that's associated with that particular birth certificate. There's not a whole lot of evidence for those theories.
And one thing it does, let me go down this track, it lists the names of the parties. And so mm-hmm. when the child is born, presumably the parents designate a name that is then put onto the birth certificate. Until that's done, it's listed as Baby Doe. But a name is put on there. And you use your birth certificate to get various, you know, pieces of ID. Obviously,
sure, yep,
you use it for identification and passports and driver's license, whatever. So it serves that purpose. If a baby is no longer being cared for by its birth parents and is, let's just choose adoption, let's say it's adopted by another set of parents, then that child's name can be changed, right, on the birth certificate.
Okay.
So that's one function a birth certificate does. In for instance, one scenario, one interesting scenario, is that, you know, for instance, a birth parent could have a birth child and put a name on there, and then in whatever time frame later, give that child up for adoption to another human being. That new parent can then go to the state and change the name of the child on the birth certificate, and then tell the child that they are their birth parent. You know, in other words, lie to the child.
Kind of like a title to a car.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Thank you, David, for sharing that tonight here. What I like are the parents who try to keep their kids completely out of the system. The ones that they won't have the baby in the hospital because
right,
the hospital in a lot of pretty much every case, they try to force parents to sign these things, these birth certificates and social security papers.
And vaccinate and things like that, right. Which a lot of people may be opposed to.
A lot of people are. And so one way to keep out of the system, keep your child out of the system, is to have the baby out of the system. Use a midwife or a doula, I guess, and, you know, have a birth at home or at a birthing center where they're not going to present you with the government paperwork. Or if you say no to it, then they're respectful of that. Whereas in a lot of hospitals, they're very, very, let's just say, forceful or persuasive about those points. And so I have a lot of respect for those parents, even though it might make their lives some more difficult in some ways. Like, I guess, you know, some people who pay taxes want to have deductions and things like that. And if their child's not on the books, then they don't get to take those deductions. But if you are truly, you know, against the state, and you truly want your children to have choice, then not putting them in that system gives them the opportunity to make that decision later on down the line. If they decide they want a social security number, if they decide they want a birth certificate, if they want those things, then they should be able to go and get those.
Right.
But if they're not consenting, then it's not as, I don't know which one's worse, forced circumcision or forced birth certificating and social security numbers.
I think in all cases, it's a really good conversation to have about the use of force and whether parents should sort of rethink that. And by just making some decisions that will in no way, in most ways, not affect the safety of your child, not going to make them get a horrible education until they're old enough. You know what I mean? It's the negative.
It might keep them out of the government schools, but that's a good thing. I mean, you don't want to put your kids.
It is, but you're not making decisions for somebody else when you realize that they may want to make different decisions later on.
Let's go to Gamma. He is calling in Chicago, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Gamma.
How you doing? Well, I had two questions regarding cryptocurrencies. I guess I'll start with the first one. I'll hit the second one.
All right.
There's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there right now.
1,300 of them on coinmarketcap.com at this moment. More than 1,300.
So my question would be, how many cryptocurrencies do you think the world could support out in the future? Okay, 25, 20, 50?
An exact number?
whatever you feel, I guess.
I think it's
how you envision it. If it really got wide stream or mainstream and everybody adopted it, how many would there be? Could there be? Should there be?
You know, I've thought about this, and I think of it from the point of view as a retailer, and then I try to think of it globally. And my thought is this: that there are probably going to be a few that are going to be dominant globally, and you know, maybe that's 5 or 10, you know, that are truly used kind of all over the world. But I think regionally there's going to be things that become more in favor. What we really haven't seen, and I'm sure they're out there, but are very regional, localized cryptocurrencies that could be viable within smaller geographic areas. Why not?
I guess one of the questions is, you know, how does one qualify one of these cryptocurrencies as useful globally? Is it those that are over $1 billion in market cap, those that are over 100 million? I mean, where do you draw the line at which ones are useful or being used? There's more coming up here. I know you had a question. Second question. Hang on, Gamma. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.